I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Are you having trouble finding your family tree? Well, a lot of Black families reach a dead end when they try to trace enslaved ancestors. But Ancestry.com has found some new and unusual records. Researchers with the Internet service recently used their African American collection to show Strom Thurmond and Al Sharpton were related. Now they've logged the names of nearly 100,000 enslaved people from the former British Empire. The names come from the so-called Barbados Slave Register of 1834. The British created hundreds of registers to track illegal slave trading. The firm plans to post as many and as fast as they can. NPR's Tony Cox spoke with Simon Ziviani of Ancestry.com, and Ziviani explained what makes the Barbados Registry so special.
This database is very reliable. Barbados in 1834 was very much under the rule of the British. Therefore, all the plantation owners did submit registers at that time. Other colonial dependencies, they didn't have as tight a control. And, of course, the plantation owners weren't particularly willing in many instances to fill in these registers because they wanted to continue owning and trading in slaves. So some registers in some dependencies aren't as complete.
What happened to those British slave owners who did not comply with the law?
Well, there were penalties. They could have the slaves taken away from them. There could be financial penalties. But again, in many instances, none of this was applied to those plantation owners because we're talking about very remote parts of the world, and to enforce the law was very difficult.
The people who go to this register, what information will they find? What is there available for them?
The information available in this register is the name of the plantation owner and the slaves, their list of slaves. So you'll find the name of the plantation, the owner, their family, the list of Christian names of the slaves, their ages, their places of birth, and what they did on the particular plantation. 100,000 names, 99,000 of which are the slaves in Barbados.
This is the first time you're going online with one of these registers, is that right?
That's correct. It came online on Friday, the 27th of April.
Now, how many hits have you gotten so far?
To date, we've got around 50,000 hits in this particular collection, and that's a particularly good result because we estimate there are around 500,000 people with Barbadian ancestry. So it's a good 10% of that population has gone on and had a look.
How expensive a proposition, Simon, is this project, and who pays for it?
It's not an expensive proposition for us to put online. When this entire collection is complete, it'll be around 3 million names in total, but it is a very important collection, particularly to those interested in researching slave ancestry or Black family history. In terms of who pays for it, we are a membership base, so you can take out a variety of different memberships depending on your needs.
What has been your experience so far with regard to people who have conducted searches through the database? Once people find out and trace their lineage, what do they tend to do with that information?
Well, people do a variety of things with the information that they discover. Some people just keep it for their own personal enjoyment, or they share it with their families. Ancestral tourism is a travel trend on the up. People are going and visiting where their ancestors came from, where they lived, where they grew up, and even where they worked. People are doing a variety of different things. Social networking is a great cast-off of this particular practice. People are meeting second, third, fourth cousins through their family history research.
Look ahead for us and talk about how far into history you would intend to go with other registers of this sort, and how widespread globally with regard to the slave trade something like this is likely to develop into.
We anticipate to have the entire 700 registers, which cover the 23 colonial dependencies and British territories who submitted registers between 1812 and 1834, online within the next 9 to 12 months. So that 3 million names will be of incredible significance to anyone who has ancestry relating to any of those different parts of the world. And, of course, after slavery was abolished in 1834, former slaves traveled all over the world, and particularly to other parts of the British Empire. So for many, many people out there, they will have ancestors contained in these collections, so there will be a lot of relevance.
There's one more thing that just came to mind, Simon, and I'm also curious about. When we talk about slave history, and we think of Blacks both in the UK as well as in America and other places who are trying to trace their ancestry, but there are slave owners and ancestors of slave owners who might also be interested in a database like this. Do you find that those people are also interested in pursuing this?
Yes, absolutely. In the Barbados register that we launched, there are 5,000 names alone just pertaining to slave owners. So I'm not at this stage sure of how many names will be in the overall collection when it's online, but there must be around maybe 50,000 owners. And so for those people, yeah, absolutely. Family history is of interest to anyone who's researching their family history. So it will be just as much relevant to those who own the slaves as it will be to the former slaves.
Simon, thank you very much. It's very interesting.
Thank you.
That was Simon Ziviani of Ancestry.com speaking with NPR's Tony Cox. The site has logged the names of thousands of British slaves, all to help modern descendants trace their ancestral roots.